The Eureka City Council has been briefed on local research detailing the county's unmet childcare need and the impact of childcare costs. The challenges and needs related to accessing and affording childcare were summarized in a June 3rd presentation to the council. Funded through federal American Rescue Plan Act funding, the research project was done by the California Center for Rural Policy. Dr. Nina Desautsens, the center's senior research analyst, described the results of a childcare access survey, interviews, and listening sessions, which showed high need for childcare and limited availability.
41% of potential childcare demand, only 41% is met, based on the numbers of how many children are in Humboldt County 0 to 6 and how many available licensed available spots are there. So it's almost like 59% is unmet need. So there's a huge accessibility gap there. Infant care is especially limited, and especially in more rural areas in southern Humboldt. And 55% of families who were surveyed stated that they wanted non-traditional service hours, hours like weekends, evenings, or more part-time service options. So based on that, we proposed to provide grants and tax incentives to increase the number of licensed facilities and programs, to diversify care options, of course, and to develop employer-sponsored childcare partnerships.
The report says childcare costs account for 43% of median income in the county. The local income impact is significantly greater than the California average of 30%. A series of recommendations on addressing the situation are largely out of the city's realm. Providing grants and tax incentives for licensed childcare facilities, expanding eligibility for childcare financial assistance, increasing wages and benefits, and increasing funding for training and caring for special needs children. Another policy recommendation is to encourage employers to support childcare through flexible work hours, financial support, and to, quote, build or partner with childcare providers. The city of Eureka has done its part with its Little Saplings preschool program for children of city employees, but that's extraordinary. And former Eureka Mayor Susan Seaman, program director for the North Edge consulting firm, said the report's recommendations are mostly directed at state and federal actions.
These changes are not going to happen at the local level, except for with really innovative, wonderful places like City of Eureka, who built their own childcare center. So those types of things are good. Those partnerships are good. But yes, the recommendations are state and federal recommendations. It's really about getting everybody on the same page so that everybody's making the same recommendations, so we have a unified voice.
The report does advise private sector business investment in childcare for employees, which pays for itself through returns such as greater employee recruitment and retention, as noted by Councilmember Renee Contreras-Deloach.
That's the angle, right? I mean, to me, it's demonstrating that this is a tangible benefit and would benefit bottom line. I hate that things have to be measured in that way and not just, hey, this would make your employees' lives better, but that would actually have a tangible financial benefit to the company as well as, and I've seen in other, I'd lived in larger cities and I'd seen how some of them would do childcare, you know, facilities on ground floors or other things like that for their employees. And of course, like you said, City of Eureka does this and it makes an incredible difference, I think, for, you know, moms or dads to be able to just go check on their child or, you know, just to have that and know that they're in good care.
The presentation was also made earlier in the day to the county's Board of Supervisors. The county received $4.8 million in American Rescue Plan Act funding for childcare assistance and has spent most of it on programs such as grant funding during the pandemic and forgivable loans for transitioning preschool facilities to infant care. The only council action related to the report was to receive and file it. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.